1330 WNIX now brings you the hottest wrestling show around. It's Buddy Huggins' Mid-South Wrestling Memories, brought to you by Budweiser, Tech Info, Garfield's, and Coca-Cola. The opinions on this show do not reflect those of WNIX or the River Group. Now let's join show host Buddy Huggins.
Presents Real American Heroes. Real
American. He would not enforce those laws against his will. He was scheming to undermine those laws.
Ashcroft has promised Democratic senators as well as those on the Republican side during his courtesy calls that he will enforce the laws of the land, including those.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Buddy Huggins coming to you live from WINX, NIX 1330 here in Greenville, Mississippi. Here shortly, we're going to have a living legend on the line. He's trapped in a snowstorm. He's making his way from Des Moines, Iowa, to his home in St. Louis, Missouri. But it's the legendary Harley Race.
And we'd like to remind everybody, of course, that our sponsors include Budweiser, Tech Info, Coca-Cola, and, of course, Garfield's. And let's talk a little bit about tonight's lineup that you have, Buddy, as far as our show is concerned.
Well, by Harley Race being out of pocket the way he is, he's on a cell phone, so we're not going to tie him up while he's driving very much. We're going to get him here on the air, to, you know, so we can talk to him, check on him. But right after that, we're going to another living legend, Billy Dundee.
Okay, tell us about, before we get to our first guest dialed up on the line tonight, why don't you tell us about Tech Info? They're one of our sponsors, and of course, without their help on the Internet tonight, we couldn't put the show on.
That's exactly right. And for all the people that are listening to this live on the radio, If you don't have the Internet, you need to look at doing that. The Internet is high-tech. I tell you, people everywhere seems like they've got a website. You can see my website at www.midsouthwrestling.com. And you call me, I'll tell you the advantages of Tech Info. I do website design. We'll hook you up, get you a website on the phone. And you'll have all the benefits of Tech Info.
We do, and we've got Harley Race on the line, Buddy, our first guest tonight on Mid-South Wrestling Memories, so we'll let you take it away. Want to remind everybody our sponsors include Tech Info, Budweiser, Garfield's, Coke, and those are our sponsors.
Harley, can you hear me? Harley,
yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, can. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was talking to you earlier, and you were telling me about the snowstorm that delayed your trip back home.
Yeah, we went to Algona, Iowa last night, and just about the time the match had started, we got about 4 or 5 inches of snow, and wind was about 25, 30 mile an hour, so there was no going anywhere.
Goodness sakes. So you've been actually delayed quite a few hours. You're on the road right now as we speak?
Yes, I'm just approaching Boonville exit, which means I'm about an hour and 20 minutes from the house.
Okay. Well, I wanted to tell everybody that, we're not going to tie you up trying to interview you on the cell phone while you're trying to drive. And what I'll do is I'll call you back at a little later date. We'll rebook. You've got so much history. We want to give it the time and the attention that it justifies. Me personally, I want to hear everything about how you got involved. We could do 1 hour just on your first 10 years, not to mention the second 10 years. But I'll be doing this over a period of the next year, and I'll have you on quite often as time deems it, and you've got time available.
Well, that's great, my friend. I appreciate it, and it's always fun kind of reliving your life, I guess, but it's always great to be able to talk to the people again.
Well, with your help, I'll be able to try to re-educate these people exactly what wrestling is, because what we see today has no bearing on what happened in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. It's turned into show business, and you know that as well as anyone, that there was 22 territories running, and basically now you've got one. Either you work for him or, you know, pretty much he pays good, but it's just one when there used to be 22.
Yeah, and you say he pays good. That's only true to a certain extent. He pays a few people real well.
Yeah, and in the 22s that used to run, there were a lot of people being paid very, very well. And towns like Greenville and Greenwood and Jackson, Mississippi, were hosting record attendance shows on a weekly basis. I know cable TV's, put a crimp in it, but there's a lot of things that's come down the pike that's caused those low attendance. And like Bill Watts told me, he said, "Buddy, don't ever look for that to come back. Those days are gone." But there's nothing wrong with trying to re-educate these kids on what wrestling was like. And people are looking back. You know, they're looking back because they see quality. And some of the best footage and the best tapes that I have in my collection are you, sir. And I tell you that from, you know, from just pure knowledge. I've been a fan of yours since 68.
Well, I appreciate that, and I thank you for it. There will be a time when wrestling is back like it used to be. I'm not a predictor of time. You know, I have no way knowing when that's going to happen, but there will be. You know, back in the middle 50s, there was a... I don't know if anyone remembers or not, the old Chicago Marigold hookup. And wrestling was trying to be people tried to take it over then and put it to where there was one person that was going to run wrestling throughout the United States. And it didn't work then. Technology is what makes it work better now. You don't need a television station in every city. Cable has allowed that to happen, but you know, no one can control the world forever.
Exactly right, and really the people demand what they want to see, and all they have to do is just tune you out for a short period of time, and you know how ratings and advertisers are. That's one reason this radio show is going to be such a great success, because people want to know where the past. You've got to know the past to be able to press ahead for the future. And you have a wrestling school, and you're training students in the old style way. And I know for a fact, talking to gentlemen that know you, you do not put untrained people in your ring. Well, that's what we've got to get back to. We've got to get back to the days of old when only qualified, trained people participated. That means from the ownership all the way down to the man that sets the ring up. Now, I hate to say it, but you know yourself, anybody can wrestle. Just you can buy your way into it now so easy, it's pathetic. And it's killed the business in Mississippi.
Well, it's done a pretty good job all over the country, other than just when they bring in the big, huge television production. When they come in with just house shows, they don't do all that great either.
Well, I was in Corinth, Mississippi last night, and I was at a so-called house show for WWF, and they spent a small fortune on advertising, and they expected 6,000 people. Well, they drew, I'm hearing, less than 2,000, and it was a cookie-cutter format from WWF. All the matches were, you know, pretty predetermined, and you could pretty much see no lackluster performance. Get me in, get me out kind of thing. Now, my buddies were there, some of the best, Jerry Lawler, Bill Dundee. We'll be talking to him shortly. He was there. A guy I love to death, Woofy Dundee/, he was there. They got the ability to do an old style show, but when it's tied,
a lot of those people do.
Yes, sir. But when it's tied to that cookie cutter format, it takes it out of their hands. So the public that was there, they seem to enjoy what they see. But I seen in the 60s and 70s so many of those shows at such a high level that it doesn't even compare. Last night was, if you were to grade it with a Bill Watts show or one of your shows from the earlier days, it was like a five.
Yeah, they do some of them that when there's not TV involved, I like to call popcorn format. They're in and out of there. Their whole show has to go, it's under 2 hours.
There's something missing in that popcorn formula.
Yeah.
It's just purity got to do with old school mentality. You remember Killer Carl Cox and those gentlemen, the Spoiler. They did something that just wasn't rehearsed. It just was spontaneous, and that's what I love about you old guys. Y'all were so spontaneous, made it look so real. You had people just so in tune, they had to come back to the next match. Mr. Race,
I'm losing you.
Okay. Look, by us losing you, I'll call you, and we'll come back to you in the week to come. Next couple of weeks, I'll rebook you, give you the whole hour when you're at home and at your convenience, sir.
Thank you,
Mr. Harley Race.
Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have all kinds of things going on. It's Mid-South Wrestling Memories, hosted by Buddy Huggins. We're going to pause for a break with our sponsors and be back shortly with another guest on 1330
WNIX. Now brings you the hottest wrestling show around. It's Buddy Huggins' Mid-South Wrestling Memories, brought to you by Budweiser, Tech Info, Garfield's, and Coca-Cola. The opinions on this show do not reflect those of WNIX or the River Group. Now let's join show host Buddy Huggins.
Presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Outside the Stadium Peanut Seller.
Mr. Outside the Stadium Peanut Seller.
You stand like a sentry outside the grounds of our national pastime, offering us your salty nuts.
Nothing country.
Half price on the outside, all the taste. That's your pitch. There's nothing like spending a summer day on a hard bleacher seat, crunching your nuts. Unless maybe it's sitting behind home plate, spreading mustard on your wiener. So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Outside the Stadium Peanut Seller, because thanks to you, a bag of peanuts costs just peanuts.
Mr. Outside the Stadium Peanut Seller.
Light beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
When it comes to internet providers, you can either choose the leader or a service that is second best. Tech Info is the first internet provider in the Delta. They were the first with 56K technology. They were also the first to institute the V90 standard. And now, Tech Info has web-based email service, which allows you to check your email from anywhere in the world. So why be with an internet provider that's always following? Call 1-800-863-5415 today and sign up with a proven leader, Tech Info.
Hey, back we are with more of Mid-South Wrestling Memories with Buddy Huggins here on 1330 WNIX, brought to you, of course, by Riverside Distributors, Tech Info, Coca-Cola, and we're glad to have you with us. Garfield's is one of our fine sponsors, and we want to say hello to them and welcome them to the show. They have all kinds of great foods, whether it's a meal or a snack. Garfield's, located in the Greenville Mall, is the place to go. And, of course, they have, if you're a Weight Watcher like I am, they also have the very best in weight watching food also. That's Garfield's in the Greenville Mall. Our man among millions, Buddy Huggins, has another guest.
Hey, Bill, can you hear me?
How y'all doing down there?
Doing wonderful, Bill. Doing wonderful. I just got off the phone with Harley Race. He is trapped in a snowstorm that delayed him. He was coming back from Des Moines, and he's on the highway, so we didn't want to take up too much of his time. But he and I got into a real interesting conversation about the 60s, the 70s, why wrestling was popular. It got real interesting, but as I figured, we lost contact with him. But I told him before we left that I would definitely rebook him back for this talk show, because he and people like yourself have so much to tell, and he wants to help me re-educate people. I know you do. He told me this just a few seconds ago. He said, Buddy, I told him, I said, will it ever come back the way it was? He thinks that it will. What do you, that's just one of the many things I want to ask you, but start with, What do you think about when you started, and the difference from, and tell us how you started, and then explain to us a little bit about what you think, if Mr. Harley Race is right, will it ever come back to the glory days of Memphis, Jackson, Mississippi, Houston, Texas, Dallas, Texas?
Well, here's the difference on that thing. I personally don't think it'll come back the way we did it, because we wrestled and put a hold on, and one guy put a hold on, one guy could get out. People will not sit and watch that. I'm sitting watching the Baltimore Ravens game right now as we speak. I mean, you know, and they're fighting on here. They're jerking, you know, you know, see what I'm saying? Everything's for excitement, even though it's a TV show, isn't it? And that's what wrestling is. So I don't believe it will go back to the way Harley did it and the way that I did it, but they need to slow it down a little bit. I don't know where it's going to go from here. They can't just keep going the way they're going.
Well, if Bill Watts told me it would never come back to a high level like it was back in those days, that the genie basically has been out of the bottle for quite a while. But if you know, you guys, y'all made it look so real that people, I mean.
A lot of it was on that thing. I mean, it had a lot of good wrestlers in there. So I mean, how do you, you know, if you can wrestle, you can wrestle, and if you can't, you can't. Them the guys, most of them can't wrestle today. So they do all the other stuff. But I can't understand what you talk about. The glory days, there's more millionaires in the wrestling business today than there's ever been. The promoters were the millionaires in them days, not the wrestlers, unless you were at the level of Harley Race, where you was the world champion 15 times, you know what I mean? And the Ric Flairs, hell, there's 50 millionaires in the wrestling business today.
Yeah, but the downside to that is the controlling factor. And Dory Funk Jr. told me there were 22 companies running, 22 promotions, and there were a lot of wrestlers making money, top money.
They were making a living. And I mean, you know, it was all for money, and it was the chosen few then, and it's the chosen few now. It's never changed that part. If the promoter liked you, you was on top. If he didn't, you wasn't, and that or the booker. So it's no different then or now. We kind of want to live in the past, us guys that did it in the past, but you can't live in the past. If you come into Memphis and you didn't get along with all the Dundee, it wouldn't work with you, so we wasn't in the main event. Same today. If you don't get along with Steve Austin, The Rock, The Undertaker, and they say, well, I don't care for that guy, I ain't working with him, you're just not going to work with him.
And it's been that way. It's been that way for 40 years.
No different.
Well, there was a different cut of folk 15 years ago, though, and that's what I'm just going from my little world perspective here in Greenwood, Greenville, Mississippi. See, I had the fortune of being able to see Channel 5 and Memphis Wrestling ever since, you know, I can look back, and then I had Bill Watts on the Superstation down here on Channel 6. So I seen both worlds, and I knew from an early age what good quality wrestling was. And then I, slowly but surely, I got introduced to WWF, whether I wanted to or not. They seemed to do the best thing for the company. They took Jerry Lawler and got him a hook in the South so we would all learn what WWF was. Be honest with you, before Jerry Lawler went to WWF, there's a lot of people here in the South could care less about that wrestling.
Yeah, but they just took off Memphis, so it wasn't nothing to do with Lawler. I mean, if he'd off dead tomorrow or left or quit, they'd still be here. Vince is very good at what he does, and you know, that's all there is. You either watch Vince or you watch WCW. something else. Vince, I think, has a more exciting show than WCW as far as excitement. They still try to rest a little bit on WCW, but the guys can't do it now. But it is still no different. We're getting to know Watts will tell you this and that, but he controlled Mid-South. He didn't like you. Didn't matter. You was, see, so it is no different. They'll talk like it was, but it really isn't. I was there. If they didn't like you, you didn't make any money. You wasn't the main event. If you wasn't main event, you didn't make the big bucks, which was the big bucks in them days. Look, well, and here's another thing. JYD, God bless his heart, I know he's gone here. He's not here to defend himself. He was the star with Bill Watts for 5 years, and Bill surrounded him with guys like Ted DiBiase and Paul Orndorff, guys that could wrestle. And poor JYD, bless his heart, was good at what he did, but he really couldn't wrestle a lick.
Exactly. I mean, I got to give you that. I mean,
okay. I mean, I was a booker for 20 years in this business, and I knew what talent was. I went down there and booked for Watts for 2 years. Best 2 years he ever had in his whole life. Grossed more money than anybody did for Bill Watts. Took Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson and the Midnight Express, who was Dennis Condrey and Bobby Eaton, four guys that could wrestle, and did box office business with him.
And Bill Watts told me to tell you thank you to this day, and that he wanted to say hi to you. He knows I'll be talking to you, and he knows that what we did back then, you guys did back then, it would be hard pressed to duplicate it, because he thinks the most of Ricky Morton. He said Ricky Morton was one of the most talented wrestlers. He could do anything. But now back to the Junkyard Dog. We all in the business kind of like know Dog had a deficit, but Dog also had one real distinguishing character. And by the way, the dog is what got me into the business, the way he died, which is a long story. But get back to the what made Dog a superstar. It was his charisma. Bill seen that he had that, so he brought that out of him. He used Ernie Ladd and yourselves to bring what little bit of talent that we could, you guys could produce out of him. But you got guys now that are getting into the business. They buy a pair of boots and they call themselves a wrestler.
Sylvester Ritter, when he started, that was his real name. He came to Memphis as King Sylvester Ritter. He never had a clue. He wandered in, called himself the King, and there's Lawler. King of wrestling, Memphis, King of Memphis. I mean, he had no concept either. He came from playing football up there in the dam, which is way up there, you call him the... Hell, who the hell did he play for now?
Canada.
No, I know he came. It wasn't Canada. It was Brett Favre, the quarterback today.
Green Bay.
Green Bay. He played for Green Bay. He came right out of Green Bay. It wasn't, and called himself the King of Wrestling. Now, how would you do that and come in looking for a job in Memphis?
Well, yeah.
The robe and the king and everything. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So
he was green as the color green, wasn't he?
He was, and, then we talked to him, and then he would take offense to you if you said thing. I mean, when he first started, because he thought he was a football player, and a lot of them do that. The football players will come into the business and think that they had a little recognition as football players, they're going to make it in this business. Not so. See, Ernie Ladd was a big star. But you know why? Ernie never cared that he was 7 feet tall. He went out to California and sold out with Chavo Guerrero, who's smaller than me.
Exactly. Exactly. Speaking of Ernie Ladd, he'll be working with me in the months to come. He's finishing up with the Bush campaign. He's in Washington, D.C. right now. He'll be on this radio talk show hopefully in the next month. He's going to be a great benefactor to me. He's introduced me to people already through the association with Bill Watts. And I tell you, I love hearing the stories. I had a surprise for you, and I hate that I, got to tell you in these tones and this way. I was going to actually have Killer Carl Cox on the line live with you, and I was going to surprise you with that. But Killer had to break some kind of sad news to me, and I already had heard, and I know you've probably heard, Johnny Valentine.
Yeah.
He is not doing very well, and
that damn airplane wreck. Well, there's a talent way back in the early days. He didn't do a lot, but what he did, the people believed. Well, you believed if he ever hit you with that damn hammer.
Yeah, absolutely. He touched a lot of people in a short period of time, and that was a fire that was distinguished at the wrong time, and the plane crash that changed the history of wrestling, I tell you, that's been a topic story around here for about 2 weeks. And when I called Killer, and I told Killer I was going to have you on as a surprise guest and let you and him reminisce about the old days, he got kind of sad and choked up, and he told me about having to go to get with Johnny's wife, his wife, and they're taking her from the hospital, and this has been planned all day. They were going to take her out to eat to kind of get her mind off of it. He had some clippings and some things that they were going to put in the press. They've got a tournament in the works, and I'm going to get that posted on my website. Everybody that hears this, go to my website, www.midsouthwrestling.com, and you'll read the latest about Johnny Valentine's condition and about this upcoming tournament. I'm not breaking no news, I don't believe, but it may be news. He told me that they're trying to get Hulk Hogan for the show and about five big names. So
where is it going to happen?
It could very well be in Dallas or Fort Worth, from what Killer just told me. So we'll just have to wait and see. I'll have an update next week on it and see if I can. You know, I'm not no reporter. And I told people before, I'm really not an insider to this wrestling business. I'm just a big mark. I'm a big fan. But
and Bill Watts through the deal. What you are doing today, Bill Watts wouldn't have spoke to you 10 years ago on anything of the stuff that you'll talk to you today on. He wouldn't even let you in his dressing room.
Oh, you know it, and I know it. And I respect that to the point so much that I even feel bad talking about the business to people. You've done it. You know, you guys kept a closed security system for so many years. You only let people in that you wanted to let in.
Yeah, but you had to build the rest a little bit.
Exactly. Well, you had to. Either that or you got your arm broke.
Yeah, well, there wasn't an awful lot of that. I never saw much of that. But, I mean, you'll hear all kinds of horror stories. But them war stories are mostly a figment of somebody's imagination. I've been in this business 40 years and only seen two fights in the dressing room. And it had nothing to do with who was tough or what was over stupid stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, now...
If a guy was badass like Lou says, he knew it, everybody else knew it, so that was, you know...
A gentleman that is turned into quite a friend of mine is Danny Hodge. And
another one. You just knew Danny was bad, so you just respected him for what he was. But in the good old days, he couldn't make a dime because he wouldn't work either. He'd come into your territory and want to be, you know... Lou and him didn't really learn to work this business until they got older. They were shooters, and they come into the territory with the same idea. Well, nobody wanted to work with them. Can't work with them. Can't make no money.
That's why they never really grew to the fame that they could have grew to. Is that correct?
Right. I mean, they did in the end. Danny Hodge, I was big buddies with him when he was in here. Him and Dale Lewis, another wrestler shooter, was in here. And they were the professors. They wore the professor robes with a little square cap. But when you graduate, like professors of wrestling, which they were, both good wrestlers. One was a good amateur, one was a good amateur, and a hooker, both. And says could box. So everybody knew they were tough athletes and wrestlers. So they, when they learned to work their gimmicks, par se, they made money.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. They had to, like, there's one gentleman that stands out in my mind now, Kurt Angle. He's had to learn quick. He's been pushed all the way to the top.
Yeah, but I met him when he first came here. He started in Memphis. He came to Memphis on the training program. Never had a problem with him. They never told me he was an Olympic wrestler. I'd never known. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He came in with that in the background.
Well,
knowing that's what you had to do. See what I'm saying? He's an intelligent human being.
He is very intelligent. Listen, Bill, I've got to take a commercial break, but stay on the line. I want to come back to you. And when I come back to you this time, kind of start at the beginning with your career. I want to hear that. The earliest part that you can think about that ties you with Killer, because I'm going to get you two together here along.
Right.
We're going to break. You're listening.